Well, we're going to give this a try. It's the news, according to me. Hello, everybody. Hello. 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 Shut off the music. Or at least turn it down, crazy people. My producer just informed me that Omicron is everywhere. I don't have a producer. I am my own producer. So just ignore my producer. Someone's calling me. I don't know who that is. It's probably the tree guy. Some trees need to be taken down. So this is the live show, the live broadcast. As I've always done, I always record everything live. I just record it. What you hear is what you get. There's no production, no big deal. It's just some guy with a microphone doing his thing. So now we have this. I'm here in the studio, in the worldwide headquarters live studio here for the news according to me here in Northern Indiana. And I have what's in my cup. I have a big blue cup with my name on it. And inside my cup, I have some water. That's right. It's just water today. Nothing special. No sweet tea for me today. The this new variant now has just come out. It's a new and improved variant. It's better than the Delta variant, apparently. That's out of the news now. That's out of the news cycle. These crazy people. It's now everything we're hearing from the doctors in Africa, where this thing supposedly came from. All of a sudden, it was just discovered, and it's everywhere in Africa. Like within 7 days. When was the first report you heard about the new variant? Probably within the last 7 days. And all of a sudden, it's everywhere. Now, when I saw the map on where this thing was at, it's all the way from the east to the west coast of South Africa. I heard that over the weekend. Of course, I had a little show. I mentioned it in the show. Now, my understanding was, this thing was already there, and it was already all over the place. So how did they determine this new? Does anybody ever ask any questions about this stuff? All of a sudden, we have a new variant, and all of a sudden, we've developed tests for it, and all of a sudden, it's everywhere all over Africa, and now we know it's also, oh, guess what? In Europe. Now, when I heard that they had already found two confirmed cases in Europe, this was like yesterday. I knew, okay, this thing's everywhere. And now today we find out it's in Canada. It's everywhere. And just if you think for a moment that it's not already in the United States, then you're missing the point. Now, today, it was interesting. You know, my first thought about this thing was, So what is the difference in this variant? They weren't telling us this. All they were saying was, be scared. It's all they were saying. Be scared. Be afraid. Be very afraid. Which, of course, is the reaction everybody has, because they need fear to control us. They need to, you know, got to put on a special mask now for the Omicron or whatever it's going to be called. Omicron. Some people call it. It's just an O-M-I-C-O-R-N, as far as I know, as far as I know, it's the spelling. It's people are absolutely insane. So they're going after this thing. So now Biden comes out today and talks about how we're going to fight it off with vaccines and science. And of course, Fauci has been also in the news recently being interviewed, making some very political statements about January 6th and other things that he's been talking about, and how he's just obviously become very, very political. And obviously, while he was working for the Trump administration, this just becomes more and more obvious to me as I see the underlying issues here. The Trump administration, you know, had this weasel working for them. oh, we got to shut everything down. We got to shut down your economy, this roaring economy you have. We have to shut it down. And of course, as the U.S. goes, so goes the world. Just really weird and bizarre stuff happening, you know, throughout this whole process. You got Fauci, who was up to his eyeballs involved in the China project. And then all of a sudden, of course, China was the one who was taking the brunt of the trade issues. And there's a really good, I don't know if any of you have a chance to watch Sky News Australia. Sky News Australia put out I call it a documentary. It's almost 2 hours long. It's at least an hour and 40 minutes long. And it's this two-part thing on YouTube. You can find it if you look at it. Just look for Sky News Australia and look, China Rising, I think is what it's called. It's a two-part series. And it is done very well. It's stretched out over the course of the 2 hours. They probably could have made it a 30-minute show, and it probably would have had just as much information in there. But they interviewed a lot of different individuals, pretty much all saying the same thing. It was a lot of repeating itself, but it was good information. It was well documented. And it had the whole issue of China and Xi Jinping and how he's just in terms of his very Maoist ideologies and he kind of thinks of himself as the continuation of Mao. And of course, Hillary Clinton she really likes Mao. There's a lot of the so-called progressives on the left who think that Mao Zedong was just he's just an awesome guy. So all this stuff is going on. And of course, then we find out now that Fauci was a weasel and a mole within the Trump administration. I have no doubt about that. This guy's ultra political. Now, he thinks that if you attack him, you're attacking science. And he doubled down on that in this interview he had. I can't remember who the interview was with. It was MSNBC or somebody from one of the legacy media companies. And he's just going on and laughing about how, you know, the past administration didn't respect him. Has everybody just kind of forgotten about what happened here in Wuhan? His involvement in the lab? The lies that he has told the American people over and over? And as he continues to try to run the country? I just want to save lives. I'm all interested in saving lives. That's all I care about. I wasn't afraid of the death threats I was getting. Tell me, what life have you saved, Fauci? You're supposed to be the expert. What have you achieved during this whole process? The fact that Biden, or some would say, oh, Biden, his administration right now, less than a year, and there have been more deaths from COVID, supposedly. That's even with all the corrections. I don't know if any of you noticed, but since the election, there have been a lot of corrections and, we miscounted. There were 10,000 fewer deaths, actually, during the Trump administration than what we originally thought. But that doesn't go on his credit. We just miscounted. However, there have been supposedly more COVID deaths since Biden has taken office than there were under the Trump administration, entirely Trump administration. But they don't talk about that. The counter doesn't appear anymore on the bottom of the CNN. The little ticker, the counter ticker. MSNBC and CNN and some of the other legacy companies all had the little death toll just cranking up over there, down there in the corner. They could see it. Oh, look how many have just keep dying. And of course, they wouldn't differentiate between dying with COVID or dying from COVID. And now Biden, even with the help of a vaccine in his pocket and the booster, because the vaccines are so safe and effective. We keep hearing safe and effective. Well, if they're as safe as they are effective, then we got something to worry about. And now there's a new study that has come out. I think I'm going to try to pull this up. I might have mentioned this in this morning's show. Let's see what I can find here. I think it'll show up on this. There we go. It might be here somewhere. Let's see. Yeah, Biden gives pass to vaccinated are significantly higher risk at significantly higher risk of heart problems, according to the latest data. This is a well done report. It's actually extremely good data on this thing, and of course it also affects younger individuals, as far as we know, just as much as it does older folks. Now, the heart issues in older folks can be very easily hidden because, well, they're older folks. That's why they, you know, obviously they're going to have problems because they're older. You know, you don't think anything of older folks having heart problems. When you see young kids out running around on a soccer field and they just collapse, that's a little different. When people of all kinds of different kinds of occupations, especially pilots, apparently, have been dying in the sky. We haven't been hearing about that. Most of the time, the cabin pressure in most airplanes when they're cruising, especially long-range airplanes, international flights, they're usually in the cabin pressure itself is usually in the 4,000 to 5,000 pressure altitude, something much higher than this, but if they get up in the 30 to 40,000 foot range and in the airplane altitude, the cabin pressure can get up upwards of 6 to 7,000 feet. Now, when you're there for many hours, if you're not acclimated to that, it can become very serious. Now, we have this crazy variant now. That is, you know, obviously it's going to be in the States. It's just a matter of it being tested. Now, they only screen like 10% of the people who get tested get screened for variants, whether it be Delta or other things. And so we have all this stuff going on. The fear factor, of course, again, is what they're relying on. Now, was this planned? Is it coming out again? But it's not a matter of whether or not they came up with this or somebody planted it in Africa or wherever it came from. It's how they're going to use it. I've had arguments with people about 9/11. I was an airline pilot on 9/11. Whether or not the government made it happen or however they were involved in it, one thing is for certain, the government used it. They definitely used it with the fear factor that was involved with everybody to usher in the Patriot Act, which is now being used against us. They made it sound like there was a terrorist behind every bush. And of course, we were willing to pass that. Had to pass the terrorist, or had to pass the Patriot Act, of all things, to call it. You can always tell whether or not it's legitimate by the title of the bill. This is the Cookies and Lollipops for Everyone Act. No one will ever have a cookie or a lollipop ever again. It's usually the opposite of what they say. So now we have a this new variant. I've got a couple of comments in the parlor here, in the room. Eric, he's a regular. He's a regular on the live show. Government wants their new world order with Patriot Act coming into existence after 9/11, and that's exactly what it is. This one world government thing. It's not necessarily about the Bilderbergs or the Rothschilds or the banking system or big tech. Or energy, you know, moguls, or the Rockefellers, or the Freemasons. Yeah, there is a conspiracy But these people, and they do meet up, you know, the Bilderberg meetings and all that kind of stuff. They get together, talk about the societal engineers, the George Soroses and those people who are in the world. There is a spirit behind this stuff. It's the, I call it the evidence of things unseen. I'm actually writing a book about this. All these people don't necessarily conspire together to do this stuff. They are motivated by a common thread, and that common thread is a spirit of selfishness, a power monger and control monger spirit. They want to be the big dog, and you see this manifested in Anthony Fauci.
Anthony Fauci, I just want to save lives. Well, you know, another layer. Put another mask on. If you're starting to talk, we just need to put another layer over your mask, over your face, keep you from talking.
And this is the general attitude of these people. They want power. They want control. They want to be the important people in the room. Yeah, he does talk like a, Fauci talks like a mob boss. That's pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, you know, we could have it arranged. We'll have an arrangement. We'll break your legs. Yeah, that'll take care of the problem.
He really does. He does. Yeah, he just, you know, he's a very congenial mob boss, but it's the same. He's just,
yeah, I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse.
So we have these individuals in the world who are trying to control the world, and they really do have a grip on society. Now, on a side note, this is kind of an interesting deal today. We find out that the head guy in Twitter, who, as you know, he's just a real good guy. What is his name? Can't think of his name right now. Jack Dorsey. You probably typed it in the room. I didn't. Yeah. Jack Dorsey is. Yeah. You just typed. Yeah. Okay. That's. Thanks for confirming that. Jack the Dork Dorksey. Dorksey. Jack Dorksey. Jack Dorsey. Is now supposedly stepping down from Twitter. Now, try not to get too. What's the word? This is, remember, as I've always said, this is all theater. Political theater is everywhere. This whole thing of Jack Dorsey stepping down as the CEO of Twitter, don't get yourself too wrapped up in, oh, Jack Dorsey's walking out. My guess is Jack Dorsey still will have controlling shares of Twitter. He's stepping out of the limelight. Now, I think there's already somebody been named, not publicly named, but there's somebody probably stepping into his position. And I guarantee you, yes, I guarantee, I'm just going to say that. The person who steps in will be just as bad, probably worse, but be under the radar for a while because we won't know who he is for sure. And I guarantee you it will be that. Now, there's been some speculation that maybe Dorksey was involved in some Epstein issues, and apparently much of the little black book that was found in the trial now that's going on, this Maxwell trial that's going on, that there were some big tech names involved in some of the people who were going to Treasure Island, as you call it, that Epstein had. And of course, Dorsey may have been one of those people. So all of a sudden he's, you know, without any kind of fanfare. And they're all run by very unseemly people. When you have the kind of money and power and influence that some of these people do have, it, you know, we've always heard the saying, power corrupts and ultimate power corrupts, absolute power corrupts, absolutely. The more power a person has, the more they seem to think that they can get what they can get away with. And in some respects, they can in terms of how the world, what they can get away with in the world. They can control media. They can control the spin. They can control, you know, they can buy people off. And they can get away with things for a while. I mean, one day they're going to stand before someone who is not going to let them get away with this. All the stuff that they've done is not going to be so easily excused. They think they're getting away with it, Hillary. You think you're getting away with a lot of things right now. You think you're justified in what you're doing. And a lot of times they think that they're doing a good thing for the people. They're the champion for the people. And the end will justify the means. But, of course, they won't. Because they're eventually going to be a reckoning, a day of reckoning. So, yes. Yeah, whatever the narrative is that they need to spin will sell the event and sell more likes, sell more the sound bites. So here we are faced with this new variant. Now, some of the studies that have come out from a couple of different things I want to talk about. One is the study from Japan, this whole thing about the heart issues. And then the other one was the issue of the doctors who have been treating the patients who've had this new variant. Now, there's Matt Walsh today had a very good statement, and it's one that I was asking, the question I was asking, and he actually brought it up as well. And one of the things that, the Johnny Cash song, that's a good one. That's kind of spot on. Yeah. Now, this issue of the doctors in Africa, the one that has been kind of the leading, he's kind of the Dr. Fauci of Africa, but I actually trust this guy more because he's just a doctor who's been actually treating patients. He's not somebody who's the expert, and I am science. If you're attacking me, you're attacking science. That's because Dr. Fauci thinks he is science. He's a manifestation of science. The interesting part of all this is that this doctor is saying that the symptoms, it seems to be very easily transmissible. In other words, it's transmitting from person to person very easily. However, the symptoms seem to be much more mild than the Delta variant or the normal strain of COVID. Now, you can't get a whole lot more mild, and you're getting to the point where your symptoms are less than the flu here. Now, there's a little thing about this. I want to back up too here. I want to get my thoughts straight because I want to make sure I make this very clear. I'm already hearing from the mainstream, lamestream media in this country, they're already making the statement that if you've had COVID, this strain, that people who have already had COVID could potentially get this, the new variant. Well, that's been the case all along. It's very rare, but people who have had COVID have recovered. There's a slight chance that I think it's like 15%, 15 to 20% probably, possibility that you could get COVID again. And it could be a year or two that you have that kind of protection if you've already had COVID. Now, if you just listen to the mainstream media and all the talking heads and even Anthony Fauci himself, they are all poo-pooing this idea of natural immunity. Oh, you got to have the vaccine. Everybody just needs to get the vaccine. In fact, Dr. Oz came out and had this little graphic he showed with no data to back it up. No data whatsoever. He just came out and said, okay, if you have natural immunity, you have this much protection. It was like a couple little dots on the board. If you have the vaccine, you have this much protection, which was like 10 times more protection than you had having already had COVID, which is actually the opposite of what all the studies are showing. All around the world, all the studies are showing that natural immunity is actually more effective. Then he comes up and he says, no, now if you had COVID and you get the vaccine, you have like 100 times more immunity. With no studies, no information, nothing to back, no data to back this up whatsoever. Yeah, Eric, he said, when Fauci made his statement, first thought that came to mind, first question you want to ask Dr. Fauci is, have you been smoking crack? And, you know, just thought I'd ask. Because that's really what needs to be asked. What are you on? What kind of meds are you on? Must be pretty potent stuff. Got you talking deliriously. So this interesting fact of the we have this strain now that is supposedly less lethal. Now, and the first thing they came out with was, well, if you already had it now. I could see this all of a sudden being this kind of thing where they try to scare everybody because everybody keeps asking about natural immunity, and that's the one thing that trips them up. Why aren't you counting in natural immunity? They're trying to poo-poo it and downplay it like as if it doesn't matter. And yet, the vaccines are the ones that need boosters all of a sudden. Now they're saying if you got your last shot in July, if you're over 18, go get your booster. That's what Biden said that today, in fact, in his little speech about Omicron or whatever the thing, the interceptors, the whatever they're called, the Decepticons are going to come get you now. Like, I don't know. So I can see them playing this out as to say that they're trying to scare people now who think that they have natural immunity, that they think that they can get away with, oh, now the variant's going to come after everybody who has natural immunity. When quite the opposite is being spoken of by this doctor in Africa. In fact, one of the reports that came out, it has all of a sudden been quelched on the internet. I can't find it anywhere now. There was this one report that had come out. I had a link to it, and the link is broken now. Can't get to it. The one study was saying that this is extremely susceptible to people who have been vaccinated. In fact, it seems to be getting carried by people who have been vaccinated. Almost exclusively is what this report said, the way I understood it. Now, again, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I am not a financial advisor. I am not a medical specialist. I'm not a virologist. I'm not a scientist. I'm just a guy with a microphone sharing my opinions in what used to be a free country where we could share those kinds of things without any recourse. As long as I'm not slandering or have any malice towards anyone. But apparently that's not allowed today. The thought police are out there. Which is why I post this podcast on several different platforms, just in case. I think it goes out on Facebook as well. At least the link to the show goes out on Facebook. The show itself doesn't go out on Facebook because that way they don't necessarily... they haven't gotten into that other layer yet. It's another layer that Facebook hasn't quite gotten to yet. I don't put the show on YouTube anymore. I am considering Rumble. By the way, this is a pause for our sponsor. Our sponsor is me. The possibility of using Rumble and possibly going on there live, like a live video show, is a very good possibility. Now, within the next few months, depending on what happens with this other side job I have, I may be going back. If they do push this vaccine mandate thing and they actually make it stick, and I end up getting some time off, you might say, from this other job, which is good possibility by the first of the year or the next 6 months. I may be back to two shows again, two shows a day, And I might have an opportunity to get a little bit more involved in doing live broadcast on here, on Podbean, as well as on Rumble or one of the other platforms that are allowing live broadcasts of whatever you want to say, more open forums that aren't stuck with the typical stuff. So that's a possibility. I also have more time to get my book done. Now, the other job that I have right now, it has settled down. I went through a bunch of stuff here in the last six to 8 months, and actually now have an opportunity to continue writing and putting some content together, get some other things going. It's also going to be very closely tied to another podcast that I will have, and it's called The Conspiracy, with a question mark, called Evidence of Things Unseen. There's going to be a podcast related to the book that's coming out, just so you know. So that's kind of my little advertisement for my other stuff coming out. That's all I've got. I don't have a GoFundMe. I don't have a method for getting revenue from anybody. I don't ask anything from anybody on this show, other than just, you know, liking and sharing and subscribing. Eric is one of my loyal patrons, so to speak. Welcome, Camus. How do you pronounce her name there? Is it Camus? Tagui? I don't know. I'm terrible with names. I probably just butchered up your name. Sorry, but welcome to the show. Appreciate having some listeners here this morning. It's afternoon, whatever time it is. It's morning somewhere. It's afternoon here. I'm on East Coast time right now. It's 5:10 p.m. I just thought I'd put out a quick live show. The plan is to have a live show today, tomorrow, probably going to be one on Wednesday, right around 4:30, and then also have another one, hopefully, on Thursday. I will probably most likely have to be traveling again over the weekend. I'm going to be leaving on Friday. So there's good possibility I might have a show in the morning or in the evening on Friday. But over the weekend, it's probably going to be a little bit sparse. I might have a special report over the weekend, depending on what happens with this whole new variant thing going on. Now, along with all of this, we have, you know, there's so many other things. You can just pick a thing. You can just put a bunch of topics on a dartboard, throw the dart at the thing, and it could hit a topic that's hot, that would normally be a hot topic. However, there's so many things going on, and the system is overwhelmed, and that's the way they want it. If you ever read the book Rules for Radicals, they talk about overwhelming the system. And people can't keep up. They're overwhelmed with information. Most people go about their days, they're trying to make a living and take care of their kids and take care of their families, live their lives, and of course, all they get is the sound bites. So you won't hear anything about the border today, the craziness on the border, southern border. You won't hear anything about the craziness in other borders and other countries where there's some crazy things going on as well. You won't hear about the craziness of some of the Supreme Court cases that are happening today. Some of the other court cases that are going on, like the Maxine or the Goswell guy, what's her name? Galeen, whatever, I don't know what her name is. The Jeffrey Epstein right-hand lady who was taking care of him. All the issues that were happening there. You won't hear anything about that. You won't hear anything about the economy, the inflation that's continuing to happen, the energy issue that's happening right now, the shortages, the backed up stuff that's happening out in the, there's still ships backed up and the trucking industry issues, the vaccine mandate issues. You won't hear anything about that. Yeah, I think her last name's Maxwell. I just call her Maxwell because Galeen, I think her name is Galeen Maxwell, I think. But it's, if you try to pronounce it the way it's spelled, it's like gasoline would be good. Gasoline Maxwell, yeah. So Kevin, gasoline in your Maxwell House coffee. There's a good picture for you. So there's all this stuff's going on. And you could pick any one of these subjects. Would normally, in a normal news cycle, in a normal day, any one of those topics could be something you could talk about for an hour. But of course, right now, the whole thing is the Omicron, Cromony, Abercrombie and Fitch. I don't know. It's the latest style. Could be a new clothing line come out called Omicron. So we have this issue now with this thing coming out. Now, in any normal scientific understanding, and just this is just my basic, you know, guy with a microphone understanding of this stuff, is I think you would be better off catching this variant, apparently, which we've gotten very little information on officially. Just, there's a new variant, it's coming out, it's killing everybody. People are dropping dead like flies. That's what they imply. Now, they won't say that, but they're implying that. But the opposite seems to be true. According to the doctor that was talking about it from Africa, he said the symptoms are more mild. It seems to be highly transmissible, but the symptoms are mild. All we get from the mainstream media is that this thing is highly, you know, it's horrible, it's terrible, it's highly transmissible, much worse. Worse in what way? It has unusual symptoms that they're saying now. Okay, well, what are they? Apparently, there's more than one case out there because it's all over the world already. They know a lot more about this than what they're telling us. They've already got tests for it. So, I mean, what are they talking about here? They're already able to detect this thing in Europe, in Canada. And I'm sure the first case in the United States will be coming out soon. That's just a matter of time. Probably by the end of the evening. I'm sure by tomorrow. Got cases here now. And of course, we're shutting down travel from South Africa because that's not racist. I didn't think shutting down travel before was racist. It wasn't an issue. They were saying that they were shutting down travel from, there was the Muslim ban. Travel ban. It wasn't the Muslim travel ban. It's just ridiculous statements like that. And the hypocrisy, again, I talk about the hypocrisy from the left. It's kind of worthless talking about it, really, because, obviously leftists are, the end justifies the mean. They don't care about the hypocrisy. They just move on to the next subject. This is where Congresswoman Boebert fell into a trap, in my opinion. Or she made some comments. She made a bad joke. Ilhan Omar came out and was lambasting her. And of course, the mistake that Boebert made was that she came out and she apologized. Never do that. Never do that. Nothing you said was wrong. It was a bad joke. It was meant to be a joke, and it was a bad joke. Whether or not it was offensive, I don't know. I don't know if anyone was offended. If they were, that's their problem. Much like this whole thing with AOC and Gozer or whatever his name was. Just do what you do. Do your thing. Deflect. When they come back and they make all these comments about how mean and terrible you were because you had this thing depicting killing. Well, you know, I can't tell you how many times we heard from other congresspeople and senators during Trump's administration calling him Hitler, having his head on a pike, all kinds of things depicted about him. And you never heard any condemnation from anybody in Congress on the left about the things that were being said about Trump. So just, you know, put it in your pipe and smoke it. Forget it. It's just ignore it. Okay, so if you tell a bad joke or you say something that's in bad taste, just say it was in bad taste. There you go. Not apologizing. If you're offended, that's your problem. That's the only way you can handle these individuals. It's sad. It'd be nice if we could make an apology. You know, just say, "Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry about that." And then go on. But that's not the way it works. You make an apology and all of a sudden, the next thing you know, somebody's boot is on your throat. And that's what happens. So the variant comes along and scares everybody. And they're going to try to use this. Now, of course, Biden says, we're going to combat this with vaccines and science. Okay, what vaccines? Now, they're saying they can tweak the vaccine right now. It'll take about 2 months to get a vaccine tweaked to get rid of this variant. Why didn't they do that with the Delta variant? And at the same time this is happening, they're saying that they need to vaccinate kids. because this one's coming after kids. The kids are much younger individuals are getting this variant. Now, the next thing you're going to have is of course, already they're having heart issues. Now, I want to talk about this a little bit because this is kind of a little bit scary. This scares me more. The vaccines seem to be escalating heart issues at a very similar rate to the number of vaccinations that are happening. Now, I'm not a doctor, and I'm not saying this is all happening, but it certainly is a coincidence, strange coincidence, that this is all happening at the same time. That heart issues are escalating in proportion to the number of vaccinated individuals there are in the country. Not just in this country, other countries as well. Both Pfizer and Moderna. Another study in Japan that Dr. Campbell, I think it is. Extremely good with his, I'm pretty sure, well, why is that? That's interesting. Well, I need to go to the other account. Why did that account not pop up? Okay, here we go. Dr. Campbell is extremely good at analyzing data. And let's see if I can find his, I'm pretty sure it's Dr. Campbell. I've been listening to him for a while and didn't realize I was not actually I didn't have his notifications coming on. Actually, I wasn't even subscribed to his stuff, but it was just, I think he came out with a report today about the issues, the heart issues. I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet. The heart issues associated with, it's right here. Just a second. I'll find it in just a second. It's, I think the guy's from Australia, possibly, or New Zealand. I don't see it here. Where'd he go? Should be right here somewhere, but maybe it was further along than I thought. Got there. Got to be real close here. I thought it was just a report that he put out today, but now I do not see it. Probably skipped right past it for some reason. Probably his little icon picture probably wasn't the right one. I was probably looking for something else. Anyway, there he is. Dr. John Campbell is his name. He's talking about the O variant, and we'll leave that right there for now. Okay, there he is. He's talking about this variant, and he's talking about some of the issues with the heart issues. It's very good. Very good report. I haven't heard the whole thing yet, but I was just kind of got into it. However, he is also extremely pro-vaccine. Now, his contention is that the vaccine does help protect people from symptoms. And that's the only thing this thing is doing, is it's protecting people. Now, what is the cost of that, of protecting people from COVID symptoms, making the symptoms more mild? What is the cost of that? The cost of that may be that we are destroying, one, could possibly be destroying people's immune systems, and also that we're having heart issues at an alarming rate. I would venture to say that many heart issues are probably not being reported as an issue of results of the vaccine, which could be a problem, because they're just being considered as being heart issues. The system that is supposed to be in place for reporting adverse reactions to the vaccine is actually not working properly. A lot of doctors have complained about this. A lot of doctors who have put together their own database are seeing elevated issues among the vaccinated individuals that seem to be results of reactions to the vaccine. And when they report these issues, they are not being calculated. And some of the doctors who've tried to come out and make these statements have now, of course, been silenced by big tech. So the issues go on and on and on like this. And I don't know what we're going to do to kind of combat these kinds of things or how we're going to overcome this if they continue to try to hide data like this. Now, my guess is they're going to use this variant to try to scare the unvaccinated to, again, put in place or make it, you know, try to get the mandates back back on the table again, or just simply scare individuals into taking the vaccine. One or the other. We'll see what happens. Now, my contention is, isn't it better to actually get this new strain and make it become the dominant strain? If it does give us some natural immunity then, but the symptoms are less, wouldn't this be a safer strain of the virus to get? This is kind of what they do with the flu shot every year. They give you a weakened version of the flu that they think you're going to have that during that season. They have the flu shot that you get is actually a weakened version of the flu that gives you immunity then to fight off the stronger version that could be more deadly. That's my understanding is that I'm not a doctor, but that's my understanding of what the flu vaccination has been, the yearly flu vaccine has been. That almost seems like this variant could potentially be that, but we won't know because, of course, they are feeding us with all kinds of misinformation. So, anyway, I digress. And once again, folks, thanks for listening. Thanks, Eric, for showing up on the show. The other folks that dropped in and made some, I guess I think Eric was the only one that actually made any comments. We had a couple other people that stopped in during the show. Appreciate that. And I need to get on with my life here this evening. I gotta go get some supper. It's almost 5:30 here. I'll be posting the show on Facebook. I'll also be posting the show over on Castos and some other places as well. Once this renders out, I'll be posting it there too as well. Once again, folks, thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing, subscribing. Thanks for liking the show. I'll see you next time, Eric. Yeah, thanks for stopping by. Thanks for commenting. Appreciate you supporting the channel. And God bless everybody. Let's just continue to pray for our leaders, continue to pray for our nation and our world. And we'll get through this together. We're all in this together. God bless everybody. Have a good night.